Fred Film Radio, Istanbul International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Istanbul Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Berta Zeciri, the director of The Marriage, a powerful film that I just finished watching and I loved, so thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for loving.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it's all down to you, because if the film had been terrible, I wouldn't have loved it. So, yeah, just a quick question, I guess, to start off with. Would you like to introduce the film to our listeners? Just tell them a little bit about the story.
Yeah, so this is a film from Kosovo, and it's a film that talks about a forbidden love, which in my country, unfortunately, is same-sex love. So this is the film, a film about that. A couple is getting married, and while they do the preparations for the wedding, what we know that is the best friend of the groom comes back from abroad where he was living, and actually that is his ex-lover, the love of his life, and everything changes. So it's about, actually, for me at least, it's about the moment when somebody kind of decides to get in the closet because of the society pressure, let's say.
Oh, so that's very interesting. And I guess just to give a cultural background, what do you mean by it's a forbidden love in Kosovo?
Well, the thing is that, for example, in Kosovo, same-sex love is not forbidden by law, but it's not allowed at the same time. And it's something that we don't talk a lot about it, and you don't see people outside walking hand by hand or something if they're at the same of the same sex. You know, it's not something that is well perceived, and especially for gay men, I think there is not even one gay man that is that lives openly in Pristina, I mean in Kosovo. And I think this is slightly changing now, and I'm really happy, and I was very nicely surprised by the film, because we were kind of expecting like big reactions from people and stuff. But I mean, it was one of the most sold films of Kosovo in cinemas. People went to watch it and they loved it, and we didn't receive any threats or anything. We were kind of, I don't know, we only received like messages of praise, let's say.
Messages of love. Did you actually expect to get threats? Was that
Yes. We were all prepared, me and the actors, because, I mean, it's the first time that we're doing something like this, I guess, in Kosovo. And in the past, there were some activities that engaged LGBT people that were not well received, let's say, and we were kind of afraid that something like that can happen to us. So we were expecting the worst, actually.
But what does why did you decide to make this story? What does this story mean to you?
I think for me, love is the best feeling that we have, that we can experience as humans, and it was really unacceptable to me to see that people that love each other cannot show that. And in the same time, violence, there's nothing wrong with violence, you know, we can show it all the time, and love is forbidden. I don't know, it was so absurd to me, and I really felt the need to do something about this.
Speaking of love, your film is full of warmth, and there's a couple of things that I want to talk about in specifically in the sense of construction of the film, but actually in the cinematography itself, I mean, I feel like this is a very warm movie. Is that a correct kind of evaluation?
Yeah. When I was making this film, it was very important for me to have this documentary like camera handheld, and then the actors try to work with them so they will appear as natural as possible and stuff. But in the same time, if I wanted the film to look as a documentary, really, it just didn't give me that warmth of love. So what we did was we decided to make the colors and, you know, the lightnings and the lights and stuff to make it as warm as possible, so that we give that colorful feeling of love.
There's also a presence of memories in it. And I, when you mentioned the lighting work, I somehow was reminded of the scene when the woman remembers a moment from her childhood in which she was smoking a cigarette from her mother. That's a beautiful scene. Like, but I guess memory is also an important theme in this film.
Yes, I think it is. I see what you're saying, and I really like what you saw. Actually, this thing about memories, because what we did is we had the plot for the film like a long time ago, and we tried to write it like, you know, I don't know, like create some characters and try to write it, to write this film this way. But then we kind of saw that it didn't feel real for us, at least. So what we did then, we kept the plot, but we went back and we took moments from our experiences in our lives. So actually, a lot of scenes in the film are like memories of me and my husband, who is the co-writer, editor, and the producer of the film. So basically, yeah, we took a lot of things like this, like the memory with the cigarette. It was me when I was young. Yeah.
There's a lot detail in it. There's like, you can almost touch it. You can almost touch that scene. Yeah.
It almost felt like it was like. Like we were editing our memories while writing the script, you know?
Yes.
And we continued doing that.
But so it took so long to kind of... It took a long time to get this project off the ground, right?
Yeah, it's been like 5 years. It took us 3 years to write the script and then 2 other years to finish the film after we shot it and everything. And also the process of writing the script was very interesting because we got the main actors, the three main actors, in the beginning when we only had the synopsis of the film. We didn't have anything written. So then we started to write and then work with them and write and talk and do some kind of retreats where we would work and improvise on different scenes and film them and go back and rewrite, film them with not with good cameras, just like this, for, you know, with phone and stuff.
Yes.
And trying to get there. So this was like really a long writing process.
It's that's interesting, cause it sounds like the Mike Lee approach in a way. But maybe just it's just the way that cinema is an art form, and you can just pretty much let it breathe in a way. But did you always have this in mind? Like, for instance, the fact of the memory kind of alters the chronology of the film, because it's not like a linear story. You go back and forth in time. I mean, is that some like an example of something that would have changed throughout production?
I'm not sure. The part with memories and what we call sometimes the flashbacks in the film are something that I needed to put almost... It's the last draft of the film, actually. Because for me, in the beginning, we didn't have these moments. But then we kind of felt that we couldn't really know these people if we didn't go with them when they were younger, or when they experienced those things that made them those people,
yes,
who they are. So it was, I'm a big fan of TV series. And I think while watching a lot of them and especially Transparent, it was one of those moments when you would see people that would do things and put things in films that you would think that they were not good, but then they would look awesome and you would say, oh God, that is good, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so I don't know, it was like this, I think. Because the flashbacks for me were a big no-no in films, you know, like I had this like preconception.
I think. But there is, it is kind of like a device that that can help you connect with the film in a different way, right?
It is, but most of the times when I saw it in films, it didn't. I don't know. It felt so like music sometimes in films. You know, you, just to point too much in one direction. And but then I don't know. TV series really opened my mind. I hope for better, but
sure.
I feel like
I think so. Anyways, I love the film. I guess you mentioned the actors, and I did want to ask you about to tell me a little bit more about them. First of all, what are their names?
The main actors are Alban Ukay, who plays the main character, Bekim, Gen Salih, who plays the lover, and Adriana Matoshe, that plays the wife.
And you cast them early on in the production. Now, I'm very fascinated by that, because obviously then they're an integral part of the project.
Yeah. Yes, it was very important for me to have these people. I didn't know that they are going to be these people in the beginning, but then when we talked about the subject and stuff, they were really open-minded, and people that we were... I can really say that we were in the same level. As far as human rights concern, I think, yeah, that was really important, something important that I needed to have people that we don't need to, I don't need to take the time that we can work together into trying to explain and to make them feel, I don't know, feel
make them feel comfortable.
Comfortable with the theme or something. Yeah. So this was something in the beginning. And also, Alban Ukay is a great actor, and he's well known. He lives in Sarajevo, and he's from Kosovo, and people really... I mean, he's a star, let's say, also. And Adriana Matoshi, the woman, she's... I worked with her in several other occasions, and I really love her. She's very natural, and I had worked with her in a short film that I had won Sundance, and I really love the way she plays. And Gens, which is Noll in the film, the lover... he's let's say a musician, a rock star, some kind, yeah. And it was his debut in this film.
Yeah.
It was the first time he played in a film.
Nice. What a great trio! So I think we're out of time. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.